Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding, and welcome to the Hudson Tunnel Financial Plan media briefing. We will take questions at the end of the program, and if you'd like to get in line to ask a question, you may press star one. At this time, I'll turn the call over to Steve Siegman. Mr. Siegman, you may begin.
Thanks, and thanks everybody for joining us and for waiting for a few minutes. I hope you had the lovely Vivaldi Four Seasons music that we had. Today we have Frank Saker, our Chief Financial Officer, who's going to go through a brief presentation that gives a summary of the updated financial plan we just submitted to the FTA for the Hudson Tunnel project CIG application. When Frank is finished, we will take questions that he will take and I will take. We will obviously stick to the facts of the submission, questions around some of the any of the politics of the states, et cetera. We'll refer you out to the appropriate parties. So, Frank, you want to take it away?
Okay. Yes, Steve. Thank you very much, and good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. So, Frank Saker from Gateway Development Commission, and we want to give this update on the financial plan submission that was made to FTA in the last hour or so. This submission is a strong submission, really reflecting the strength of the partner support, the increased strength of the partner support, as well as continued diligence being undertaken by GDC and all of the partners involved in the project, including Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, and obviously the states and the port as well. I think I should also mention off the top, and we'll get into a little later as well, the obviously continued dialogue and interaction with the various arms of the U.S. Department of Transportation as well, who've been very helpful and in interacting with us on the on our as we prepare this. So on the first slide, what I want to do is really just refer to a brief summary of the project itself and some updates. Again, we've really a couple of major changes. As I said, updated schedule, increased and stronger local commitments. And what you can see here on this slide is the way our commitment has changed, excuse me, the cost estimate has changed. So we're now, we've increased a little bit from, or a bit from last year. I'll go into a bit more detail about that shortly, but a $12.3 billion cost estimate for this submission, up from 11.6 roughly from last year. In particular, we have the duration of the project is roughly the same as last year. The notice to proceed date when we'd actually start the project obviously needs to reflect the schedule for us to get through our federal application, as well as to procure the project. We're continuing to work to improve the cost and the schedule of the project. That's going to take through items such as early work, which I'll talk about that in a little bit, as well as the actual procurement exercise that we would actually undertake as well, which will be intended to attract and encourage innovation to reduce both cost and schedule. I mentioned briefly on the previous slide about the one of the key items in this new submission is that the project partners have improved and strengthened their financial commitments to the Hudson Tunnel project. Here we give a brief summary of that. I'll say off the bat, for the local partners, we are continuing, as in this financial plan, continuing to assume that local partners are committing to contribute to GDC to enable GDC to support low interest loans from the Build America Bureau. To support those commitments that we're anticipating GDC having to make, we have commitments from the Port Authority, again, backed by resolutions and capital plan. The State of New York, their commitment is now included in their state's enacted capital program and financing plan. The state of New Jersey updated their commitment and planned to be resources planned to be sourced from the New Jersey Turnpike Authority. Ultimately, that commitment is increasing, again reflecting as well obviously the cost estimate for the project, you know, from $5.55 billion last year to approximately $6.1 billion this year. So approximately more than a $550 million increase. Important to note as well that Amtrak's commitment to the project has also increased. And it's evidenced through both action, which I'll get to in a moment, regarding acquisition of critical properties in Manhattan, as well as a strong support letter from its chief executive officer. Thank you, Craig. We thought this slide would be helpful just to place in context this the cost estimate for this submission versus previous submissions that we have made. And you can start on the left-hand side in the bar chart to see back 4 or 5 years ago, we had a cost estimate based on the 10% level of design of $12.7 billion. Remembering the Hudson Tunnel project, from that first slide, remembering it includes the construction of the new tunnel and the rehabilitation of the existing tunnel. That 12.7, we made a substantial reduction in that cost estimate in 2019, which some folks will have heard me discuss before. That work reflected the increased design level that we had at that time, improving the design to 30% in 2019, as well as importantly at the same time the value for money risk assessment analysis, contract packaging analysis that we undertook at that time to really identify opportunities to reconsider the cost estimate of the project. So that was a substantial reduction in 2019. Last year we increased slightly due to the escalation of natural passage of time, so escalation of the project. This year, overall, the cost estimates increased by around $712 million compared to last year. And there's various factors going into that, some pluses and minuses, if you will. Certainly on the plus side, of course, as I mentioned, we've had to recognize the timing of the project, that it will go start later than what we had been anticipating last year. And indeed, we've had relatively high escalation rates, historical escalation rates, over the last year or so. So we've increased the cost of the project to reflect those changes in escalation, and taken that into account. Mitigating that increase has been indeed some of the work and certainly that Amtrak has led. Regarding acquisition of right of way, and so some of the assumed costs that we've been carrying in the project for the acquisition of those rights of way have now been actualized, if you will, and so that's actually generally we are taking a relatively conservative approach to our cost estimate. That has resulted in some reductions to the overall cost estimate. The end result being that we end up with a cost estimate this year upon which the financial plan is based of this $12.273 billion. Thank you, Craig. So just a brief summary page to bring this to a conclusion. I think as you've heard us all of us say before, time is definitely money on this project, both in terms of the cost of the project, but then also obviously the need for the project and its contribution to both the local regional economy as well as the national economy, and making sure we have that reliable infrastructure underneath the Hudson River. It We believe this submission will help us to achieve a medium or higher rating from FTA. Obviously, that's in their court. Getting that higher rating from our current lower rating is a prerequisite for us to advance through the federal grant CIG grant program. So that's why, you know, certainly there's been a lot of effort by a lot of folks from all of the partners this summer to improve this submission, this plan, so that it can achieve and attract the higher rating necessary to advance through the federal program. As I mentioned at the top of the call, it certainly does build on our strong collaboration that we've been having with the US DOT. That was first evidenced by the environmental record of decision, final EIS back in on May the 28th, to date burned to my brain, that's been continuing on. The dialogue that we are continuing to have with, you know, the various arms of DOT is encouraging and extremely helpful to us, and that includes FTA, FRA, Build America Bureau, as well as DOT itself. I think I also have to mention, importantly, the continued support and coordination that we have with members of Congress supporting the project. I think the bi-state, bipartisan support that we're receiving on the project has been crucial to really getting us to this point in making this improved submission, and the strength of that submission, senators, members of Congress, obviously both states as well, that's been a consistent theme. You know, I've been here now best part of 4 years. It's been a consistent theme throughout, it's certainly come to the fore over the last few months. I mentioned at the top of the call, you certainly we're not resting on our laurels with this submission. There's plenty of work yet to do, we're very conscious that maintaining a proactive approach to keep the and mitigate the costs and the schedule of the project is crucial to its success. So there's a lot of work going into identifying opportunities for early work that enables us to find ways to shorten the schedule and advance the work, that's work that will continue through the coming rest of the year. Finally, obviously, another key component of the work is the establishment of the Gateway Development Commission. That work is continuing as well, with the intent that GDC will ultimately step into the role of the project sponsor and federal grant applicant. So I'd say that's in a nutshell in terms of the submission that we've made. Thank you for listening to me go through the slides, and I'll pass back to Steve.
Thanks, Frank. And let me just a couple things. One concluding point before we get to questions. I just want to really emphasize that slide that Frank had about the overall costs over the last 4 years. Remember, we started at the beginning of the Trump administration in 2017 at $12.7 billion. We brought the cost down despite 4 years of delay and despite 4 years of an administration that was actively working to block this project from happening. Now we have an administration that wants to partner with us, that we are partnering with closely to move forward on this. But as Frank said, time equals money, right? And you know, we can only do so much to continue to reduce the cost before we start. We need to get this project started. Some of the work that Amtrak did was this year in acquiring properties for significantly less than our original estimates was a direct result of close work with the federal government to get the environmental process done, because Amtrak could not have acquired those properties without having the EIS done. So it just demonstrates again that when you have a hand-in-hand relationship with the federal government, you move forward and you can do it in a cost-effective way. One last point before questions, we will send out this presentation to the media list following this call. And moderator, we are happy to take questions now.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Again, to get in line to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment while we wait for questions. All right, and we do have one coming in now. This is from Ryan Rivard of Politico.
Hi, a couple things real quick. Can you break down the costs that each state is putting up, or you know, how much money each state is putting up exactly? Two, how long until the you know we know what the federal government decides on funding, and is that contingent on the infrastructure deal passing or not? And then finally, was this announcement going to happen whether Cuomo was governor or not? Thank you.
Frank, you want to take?
Sure.
Sorry, in any order you want.
In any order I want. No. Thank you for the questions. This is Frank. I think I mentioned the overall commitment of the partners, the local partners. So the $6.1 billion. We have literally sent the submission to the FTA in the last half hour. I think we're giving them an opportunity to go through it. And I really wouldn't want to get into much more description of the wherewithal inside the plan until they've had an opportunity to review it as well. That was on the question of the states regarding the impact of the infrastructure deal. We think there is many positive aspects to that. This financial plan that we've submitted today is not dependent on that infrastructure deal. Obviously, we can't because it's not in the law yet, as what I mean. Of course, when it does hopefully pass into law, we will certainly be proactive in terms of further opportunities to improve our financial plan that are really included throughout the infrastructure bill, both in terms of grant opportunities as well as financing opportunities.
Right, and Ryan, also remember that in the infrastructure bill, which is not law yet, there is $8 billion more over 4 years, I think, or 5 years for the CIG program itself, which is what this application is to. Sorry, Frank, go ahead.
No, thank you. I think certainly any of the to do with the state politics, I'm merely an infrastructure guy, so I defer to others on that. But
the answer is yes. We would have submitted this whoever is sitting in the governor's chair. We didn't just do this in the last 2 days.
Yes, there's been an effort from all the partners over time. I apologize. I may have missed the question along the way. Feel free.
When do we expect a rating?
When do we expect the rating? That's up to FTA. We are in close dialogue with them. They have a schedule which is to review the plan. That we submit. Others around the country are submitting for their respective projects. It's typically part of the president's budget. Which is in early 2022, but certainly we are maintaining close dialogue with them in the meantime, and obviously we will be working with them. If there's things we can be doing sooner to work with them, we're going to be doing that. But that's probably the best summary I can give there. Yeah.
Thanks. Next question.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1. The queue is open, so if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. I'm not showing any questions. Here we go. We've got Ryan Rivard, Politico again.
I'll take another bite of this apple, Frank. That's fine. In the past, my understanding was the states were going to split this evenly. Do I just divide $6.1 billion by 2, and that's what each state is paying, or is it actually more complicated than that? And if so, why?
Yeah, no, it's not that complicated. Certainly it is, and the states have agreed that the cost of this project and also the phase 1 of the Gateway program overall. Which includes this project and Portal North Bridge, split 50-50 under the terms of the GDC Act. I got to admit, I've run up here without all my numbers in front of me, but there's certainly a division between
both states and, remember, the Port Authority as part of this local $6.1 billion. So I was just conscious I don't want to give any wrong numbers out on the on this call in terms of from a precision point of view, and as I said, give FTA an opportunity to review it as well. But that principle that you referred to there and is in the Act is applicable here.
Right, if you remember, the what's required by state GDC authorizing legislation is a 50-50 split between New York and New Jersey for the Phase 1 projects, which are both the Port of North Bridge and the Hudson Tunnel project.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And we do have a question from Michael Aronson of Daily News.
Hi, Michael.
Gentlemen, thank you on this hot day. I don't think there, besides Mr. Rye and myself, there's many people on here.
There are many other people on there. Just it's not no, so bold no one, as you to ask questions.
Ask questions. The first thing, and this is on behalf of myself and anyone else, you are making a discussion of the financial plan and the presentation. Can you please put on your website or send out to your press list or put in your document library the financial plan? It's not that long. It's you publish it every year. It's a public document. And I remind you that GDC is now a government agency. And Governor Hochul supports transparency. Governor Murphy supports transparency. There's nothing in there that's secret. If you could please make that available today as people are evaluating this, as well as the actual CIG submission. It's like a blue booklet, like 60 pages long with a cover. Hopefully you will do that. But my specific questions...
Hold on, Michael, before you get to that question, I want to respond to that point. So one, the project sponsor continues to be the Port Authority. The submission was made by the Port Authority to the FTA. So as the Port Authority has done in prior years, it will do again this year, which is that after it gives the FTA, you know, a little bit of time, 48 hours or so, to actually digest this submission, which was made to it, the Port Authority then makes the full submission available to you and anyone else, and has always done so and made it public. Sorry, go ahead with your second question.
Frank and yourself said that the governing legislation that creates this new commission says that the phase one shall be equally split between the states. Since New York is not putting any money in towards the phase one project of the Port of North Bridge, New Jersey is assuming all the local costs of that project, $800 million. Is New York being assessed or being asked to contribute an extra $850 million for the tunnel portion in order to make it equally 50-50 between the states on the entirety of the phase one?
Thanks, Michael. Hi, how's it going? It's Frank. I think the principle that you describe is the right principle in terms of the it's phase one, which is the tunnel and the bridge. It's 50-50 for these commitments. It does apply whether they're direct or indirect. So if you're right, if New York isn't putting cash to Port of North Bridge, it's putting more cash to or commitment, I should say, to the tunnel. The arithmetic's not quite what you described there in terms of the absolute numbers, but that principle, and again, you'll see this as the materials are shared, but that principle does apply.
But it is not quite as an understatement by Frank, who's an understated guy. It is not close to $850 million. That's it. Okay, thank you all for listening. Thank you for being on. We appreciate it very much, and we're happy to, Craig or I are happy to answer any other follow-up questions as they come along. Thanks a lot. Thanks, moderator.
Thank you. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.